Life Ain't Black and White, But It Is, But It Is, by Hot Rod and Gold, also known as Crystal Alice Kitsu, read by Aqua Blue Jay. It's easier to differentiate good from evil in theory than it is in practice. Carter is a good cop, a good detective. She knows her way about procedure and never wavers in her convictions. Her oath is as sacred to her still as the day she made it, fresh from the academy and still a little bright-eyed from the war. She knows murder is illegal, is immoral, that the law is right and right is the law, that a person should have the security of his or her personhood and belongings, that no one is above scrutiny or the laws she defends and upholds, and there's a man she's hunting, supposed to be hunting, bleeding on a parking complex roof because of her laws, and suddenly the law doesn't look so good, and snow doesn't look so clean, hiding his piss under layers and layers of fresh powder, and she's been made complicit in this. She has been used. She has been used in a conspiracy to commit murder of the first degree sort. How had she not known? She runs downstairs and darts around corners, and she desperately hopes she finds him alive, but even more desperately hopes she doesn't find the man in the suit at all, because she's starting to realize more than ever that lawful isn't good and unlawful might just not be evil, and oh God, she got him shot. She got him shot, and there are no more garage levels to go, no more bloody handprints to follow. Stop! Because there he is, and she's still a cop complicit in an attempted murder, and she will bring him in. But he turns to her, and God, there was a dog 4 houses down from her growing up with an owner who would kick him when she felt like it. He never complained, never called out, never bit, just looked at the world with resigned, weary eyes. Different face, same eyes. God damn it. Underneath him, the small man she can see is supporting most. Harold? You're... But Snow, or his lackey, is clattering down the stairwell, and there's no time, and she knows that look, and God damn it, she won't be complicit in a successful murder attempt. Go. And she'll probably regret this somewhere down the line, but her other choice is waiting for Snow so he can put a bullet between tired eyes. Go! Harold and his partner, employee, duck into the waiting car, gone before the stairwell door turns, and Carter is left staring at the pool of blood the man in the suit has left behind. She's still staring when Snow stops beside her, asks her where he went. You know what, Snow? She turns her head to level him with a flat look, 2 inches away from slugging him. You can take your cooperation and shove it. She's done. She wants to go home, hug her boy, and forget about everything that has just happened. The last month, if she could be so blessed. Carter heads for her car. Detective! No! She spins back on a dime, watches Snow hesitate back half a step when she shoves 2 fingers into his breast. You have made me complicit in attempted murder. Lied and misled me. And for what? For a case you're not officially or legally allowed to work regarding a man who you say doesn't exist? I'm done. I'm done, Snow. She turns back to her car, calls over her shoulder. You can take yourself from my precinct. I'm not cooperating with you on this again. Oh, if the world was black and white. If she were allowed to make her own laws. But it's not, and she can't. She just has this. And somehow, this has to be enough.